Okay, guys. Newcomer to your stories. We are really excited to have Jesse Nicholas here tonight.
That, you know what that means. Sorry. I'm going to do some stand-up for you. I belong here, I promise.
I assure you.
Last week, the highlight of my week was that I was getting over a sinus infection, and I did make it outside to read some comic books on the porch. I did feel weird reading Sandman outside, though. That was I said that because you mentioned Sandman. I felt I should bring it up. Guys, the Chicago comedy scene is surprisingly supportive. It's very much a brothers in arms kind of feel. It's very nice. It reminds me of when I used to work in kitchens a lot. There's a lot of after the show gets out, just sitting and chain smoking and talking shit for hours about nothing, about absolutely nothing, and it's lovely. But lately I've been in kind of a funk, and I've been feeling on the outside of a group of outsiders, which is really weird. Let me rewind. I lost my job in January, and because of that I had to cut my hair. And I had a lot of hair. I hadn't cut it since I moved to Chicago for over a year. It was down past my shoulders, and I miss it very dearly. But apparently that was the last piece of a very convincing cool guy disguise that I didn't know about. And now I have to if I want to talk about anime, I have to do some yelling about how there's an EpiPen in my coat pocket and how this is a map about how if I get lost in space, I can find my way home and shit like that. And it's kind of frustrating because I don't like it. I mean, I love my hair, I do, but it is a little frustrating. This is a bit I wrote about my hair. I miss it. I loved it. It was very curly, and it looked like I walked off the cover of a nerdy romance novel. Like stuff with titles like Eat Shit and Die. An Xbox Live romance, or Plus Five Charisma, A Tale of Polyhedral Dice and Boobies. I ghost wrote that one, you guys. I wrote that one. Or my absolute favorite. My favorite title, The Most Enchanting Board Game Night. Stuff like that. Wasn't that worth the wait? That was worth the wait, right? Yeah. But so I cut my hair, and it's all well and good, but I don't know, if I... It's a very comedian question to ask... Am I no longer funny since I cut my hair? No question of how much work have I been putting in? Maybe you should write more, Jesse. You should write more, Jesse. but that's the question. And then it's very odd because on one side, you don't want to be Samson. You want to be Brock Samson. You don't want to lose your power. You want to lose your hair and then weaponize a dead shark to cut off someone's head. That's a very specific episode reference. I'm totally fine with that. Some of you really like it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I'm here, you guys. I love you all. When it really started getting to me, when I wrote this joke, and it's never done well, but I don't do a lot of one-liners, and this was one that I kind of felt like this. It spoke to me because I recently got backstory. Recently got my first girlfriend. Ooh. Yeah. It's very exciting. So I wrote this joke first, literally first. I'm 24. That's kind of sad. But but I used to be okay. Yeah. So, the joke goes thusly. Have you guys ever had a dry spell last so long that you forgot about abdominal muscles? Right? Yeah. You wake up the next day and you're like, oh shit, those aren't just for pretty people. And I did that on stage, and one night a fellow comedian came up to me and slinked out of the shadows like a drunk fortune teller, you know, like, he's like, that joke's not going to sell well on stage, Jesse. And I was like, I don't know what you mean. He's like, that facial symmetry in your hair, no one's going to believe that you don't have sex. I was like, that was a very real sad year for me. You're trivializing it. Yeah. And so, and he continued, because he was drunk. And he said, Jesse, I'm a garlic and onion bagel with peanut butter on it. And you are a vanilla donut, and everybody wants a bite. And I said, are those regulation tarot cards? I don't think that sounds right to me. And he said, no, that's supposed to be a compliment. But like, for me, I'm still the 22-year-old virgin that used to weigh 85 more pounds. And like it doesn't make sense. Like the best part of my day, I wear giant ass headphones almost everywhere. I get shit for it a lot because they're like, what, accessory? No. That is my way of blocking out the horribly stupid people of the world. I'm just like, I'd rather be listening to comedy podcasts. Yeah, let's do this 24/7. So like the best part of my day is when I'm walking and I see a dog, because I'm like, oh, finally, something that I feel appropriate smiling at. Awesome. Oh. So yeah, he's like, it's meant to be a compliment. And he continues, he's like, I don't want to bite. I'm diabetic. I was like, that's a weird mixed metaphor, sir. But yeah. It was just very weird, and the last thing I said to him was, please let go of my hand. Guys, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. I love you all. Thank you. Give it up for your host. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jesse. Guys, stand-ups are always welcome, even though they've read to me like a horror story about cutting your hair. I'll never do it, Chris Geiger. One time, Chris Geiger introduced me at a show by saying, you know, I love Eric's hair, but unfortunately, I'm an adult, and I can't have hair like that. I'm in middle management, motherfucker. Suck it. At a comic book store. You certainly said that. I promise that is the thing.
I'm sure I said
that. Fair.